Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Do you leave your kitchen appliances on when you go out, specifically an open flame?
Specifically, okay, things that get hot.
Well, yes, but
ovens,
in your instance,
stovetops.
It's the open flame that I'm worried about. Because let's say you've left a window open a little bit of wind comes through.
But
right?
I hadn't left a window open.
So you close all your windows all the time.
They're never
no
open.
Vents, no nothing.
Nah.
Okay. Well, regardless, let's say you close the front door.
Yes.
As you do that, a gust of
quite
wind
far away from a kitchen.
Doesn't matter, wind travels, okay? You close the front door. The wind goes through.
Got no
going
paper.
Through all
got
the
no paper around, mate.
Tissues. We talked about tissues yesterday.
They're near the microwave.
Exactly. In the kitchen,
no,
right? Picks up a tissue. Throws
technically,
it there.
Technically, tissues aren't in my kitchen.
Travels. And next thing you know, you're calling the insurance company.
But apparently, Sherry Lee says insurance says no, that you can't leave pots bubbling away on the stove.
It does make sense. But we've got Marilyn on the phone. Marilyn, what are your thoughts on this? Would you leave your appliances in the kitchen on when you leave the house?
Well, I know I wouldn't be having one of you as a house guest. My house on fire.
Hey, that's you, Beck.
All right, I'm not going to. If I'm a house guest, I ain't
bad
cooking.
Girl. No, look, even if you left, I don't have a clothes dryer, but even if you left a clothes dryer going and you went off to work, the fluff in there could build up and cause a fire, and or your washing machine could overflow or burst a hose and flood your little house out.
Marilyn, but I'd get no washing done if I couldn't leave my washing machine on when
no,
I went to work.
No. Yeah, that is one of the leading reasons for people's houses flooding, because they've gone off, come home, dishwasher or the washing machine has flooded. But leaving an open flame, gosh, I don't even leave the vicinity of the kitchen basically when there's a flame, because if the pot bubbles over, it depends what's in it.
Exactly. Marilyn, we could be great
just
friends.
Damn dangerous.
We've just turns become out, great turns, friends, Marilyn.
Turns out I'm quite dangerous and I didn't even know it. Lisa, what do you reckon? Are you going to leave appliances on when you go out of the house?
Oh, are you talking to me now?
Yeah.
No. The only thing I leave on is my slow cooker. I'll leave my slow cooker on, but I wouldn't leave a pot. I wouldn't leave an oven. Because, Beck, you know, you're a bit like me. You like to have a chat. So if you went out and then, you know, got caught up chatting and then it got burnt or the water ran out,
All right, someone talk to my husband, because I never would have done this.
Oh, it's your husband's
it's
fault.
It's my husband's fault.
No, I'm Team Evan.
I'm throwing
I'm
him under
team...
the bus.
No.
He's the one who tells me.
Evan, it's you and me.
Here's the one who tells me. Oh, I mean, you'd have to agree with him then. Here's the one who tells me, no, it's fine. You could do that. Never would have done it before I married him, because I was raised in a home where it turned everything off.
Now, when he says, no, it's fine, it's because he trusts you, Beck. He trusts you to make the right decision and turn it off.
All right. Well, how else are we going to have a slow-cooked bone broth for our dinner?
Well, you can... Okay, I would say use a slow cooker. They're a lot safer. There's no open flame, and they're made to go slowly throughout
even
the day.
Even with a broth?
Well, I mean, I've never made broth in a slow cooker, but of
could
course
you?
I can't see why not.
Thanks for solving my plot problems as always, Jazeel.
Get in touch, sir. Let us know.
Do you leave kitchen appliances on when you go out,
Tom?
What would you do? Do you leave your kitchen appliances on when you go out?
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Absolutely. My life is too busy. I don't have time. I love cooking. On Saturday, Sunday, I'll spend time in kitchen, but I get up at 5 in the morning, I put my slow cooker, pressure cooker, my oven, set everything on the timers, put my washing in, everything else. I go to work, I come back, everything's ready. So I don't have to stand there for 3-4 hours waiting while the thing's cooking.
You're mad.
I don't see my life functioning without doing this.
I'm the same as Tom, especially when it comes to like the washing machine or the dryer. Mm. I would have no washing if I didn't leave it on.
Look, I understand washing machine. I understand dryer. I understand slow cooker. It's just the oven for me.
And the open flame. Would you leave something on the stovetop, Tom?
I've got induction cooktop with all the sensors. So it overcooks and suddenly there's let's say, water evaporates or something happens, it will shut down automatically. So I have no fear. I probably wouldn't do it on the open flame like gas, purely for a few reasons. But on induction, I have no problems.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
All right, I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. The public have spoken.
Tom, thank you so much for the call. I love how he gets everything going. Yeah. He wakes up, he puts everything on, the slow cooker, the oven.
Organised man.
How much food
Tom?
Is he making?
Can we have some, Tom?
Yeah. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.